A 1950s Hollywood fixer, Josh Brolin, puts out fires on the studio lot while filming a Ben-Hur-style epic until his biggest star, George Clooney, goes missing.
Bad Whitlock has been kidnapped.
This is bad.
The film has its hilarious moments, namely Ray Fiennes trying to get a lousy actor to deliver an eloquent line.
Would that it were so simple.
Would that it were so simple.
Would that it were so simple.
But as we split time between Scarlett Johansson, Jonah Hill, and Channing Tatum, the plot becomes so scattered that it never finds any real momentum. It's as if the Coens had a number of old Hollywood bits they wanted to try. A Busby Berkeley waterfall like Footlight Parade, a Gene Kelly sailor tap dance like On the Town, and a Dean Martin cowboy song like Rio Bravo. It's not a total February stinker like Monuments Men, but after A-plus work like Fargo, Big Lebowski, and No Country for Old Men, this feels like a C-plus. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, giving Hail Caesar 2.5 out of 4 stars.